It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
Madison Bumgarner, he's going to be out for almost 2 months. This is a guy who's won 3 World Series with the San Francisco Giants. He's now going to be on the DL for 2 months because he fell off his dirt bike and he kind of got an AC sprain, his pitching shoulder.
His pitching shoulder.
And he had a couple of bruised ribs, cracked ribs, I believe, as well. Guys, this was on his off day, so he had every right to do it, but I don't know. I don't think this is right. I have a problem with this. I mean, we've seen some injuries in the past with players getting injured and things they probably shouldn't have done. Is this something he shouldn't have done?
You just see this so much of different athletes just doing stupid things other than Madison Bumgarner is one of the best, is probably one of the best left-handed arms in the league right now. And certainly does it with the bat as well. He had 2 home runs in 1 game earlier this year. But like, I understand that you make hundreds of millions of dollars and, you know, it's an off day. I understand. But use your head a little bit. You're going on dirt bikes. What was he doing to actually cause this injury? Like, how
he's taking off some sweet jumps?
I think he was in, like, Colorado. And, I mean, you know, when you're young and you're an athlete, you probably think you're invincible at times, right? I don't know. I'm not an athlete.
But he's like,
not at a pro level or anything like that.
I don't
that.
Think he's that young. I think he's at least older than his 20s.
He's at least old enough to,
you got to know better.
Have some sense to just not do, you know, like, it's obviously another thing when we hear a lot of times of...
He's 27. He's 20. People, so he's not a kid.
Okay, he's not a kid. But, you know, this is not a good time to have that kind of injury on your throwing shoulder. I think this is going to change obviously the Giants' momentum for the rest of the 2 months that he's out. What's that, like around 7-8 starts that he can't make? You know, the fact of the matter is, at least it wasn't like, you know, a lot of the time we hear about guys doing some other kind of sport recreationally, and that is a big no-no.
Well, we were talking about Aaron Boone, didn't he get... I think he tore his ACL playing pickup basketball.
Broke his leg. Playing rec or pickup basketball
in the
offseason.
We've seen this in the MLB.
After the only shining moment of his career, might
I
add.
And obviously this is different than guys slipping in the shower or falling down the stairs and getting injured. Yeah. This is something that you can avoid, right? Mo, have you ever done anything like this? Like, I mean,
I sprained my ankle before,
a professional athlete, right? If you were a professional athlete, would you be doing stuff like this? Wasn't Trevor Bauer of the Cleveland Indians during the playoffs? I think he had to miss a start because he was playing with his drones and he cut up his finger, his pitching finger, and he had to miss a playoff start. Like, would you do these things if you were a professional athlete? If this is the thing that made you money, are you going to mess around with dirt bikes and strange hobbies, especially during the season?
No, I'm going to go back to one Giants player. I know you guys know JPP. Unfortunately, it's kind of a touchy subject, but, you know, he was playing with fireworks. When was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, about.
Cut off.
I mean, at least he was in the offseason.
Yeah, but you just got to know better. And you're under contract. I believe it says in the contract there's no, you know, I don't know if it says bikes exactly, but there's no, you shouldn't, you know, ride things that can obviously get you injured quickly. My main problem is that he did this during the season. I personally feel like what you want to do in the offseason is on your own time. But he obviously made a very poor decision and did this, you know, on his off day, which is very foolish.
Yeah, my thing is, like, if you're getting paid to do something other than the X Games, pretty much, don't do anything that's involved with the X Games because it's called X for extreme, and you don't do extreme sports. You play baseball. Stay in your lane.
So I think it's a consensus that Madison Bumgarner is an idiot, and he shouldn't be allowed on a dirt bike anytime soon again. Hopefully he comes back well, and hopefully they don't fine him too much money. I mean, if I'm the Giants, I'm fining him some money and taking some of that salary back because you don't do something like this. But we'll move on to Another topic that it's been kind of an issue in the MLB. The MLB has been struggling a little bit, you know. The NFL is obviously king in professional sports now. NBA is doing very well for itself. MLB is no longer the
premier.
It's no longer the America's pastime, as you would say.
Does it feel like this? NFL, NBA, MLB?
I think NBA and MLB are kind of head-to-head.
They're kind of jockeying positions a little bit.
I think nationally NBA is bigger. MLB is a very regional sport. Like, yes. I'm not going to go watch San Diego Padres versus St. Louis Cardinals, right? I want to watch Yankees games. I want to watch...
You're not worried about the Marlins.
I'll watch the Mets. I'll watch the Yankees. I hate the Red Sox, but I'll watch them because I hate them kind of thing. So it's a regional sport, right? Mm-hmm. You watch the teams that you grew up around, similar to that. So do you think that... Is there a face of the MLB right now?
Is it Harper?
I mean,
Bryce Harper.
Is he the face of the MLB?
I think either Bryce Harper or someone like
Mike Trout.
But do you think there's
a problem with marketing? Do you think MLB does not market their players well enough to get them? Because Mike Trout, do you see him in commercials? He might be the best player we've seen in a long time, but do you see him in commercials?
Not too
much. I saw him on a Subway commercial, actually. He was on a Subway commercial.
If Mike Trout walked into this this building right here, if he walked into DeMoss right now, would you recognize him right away?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's a problem when he's
a baseball
one
fan, and that's a hard no for
that,
me.
Yeah.
I'd recognize Jeter.
Jeter would. But
We made that point before. Jeter was probably the pinnacle as far as faces of a sports organization, whether it's league wide or not. I think Jeter has one of the most recognizable faces, maybe in history.
And,
but,
I mean, Bryce Harper, he's what? He's got the hair.
But Jeter's someone who is synonymous with the Major League
when
Baseball.
When you see Derek Jeter, you know who that is.
Yeah, you know what we're going to be talking about. I think maybe... As far as, like, distinguishable characteristics, maybe Clayton Kershaw, maybe someone like that. Maybe if, Pujols is kind of on the decline, I think Pujols is another guy I kind of think of who was around a little bit after Jeter came up. So I think Jeter was kind of in that role already, just kind of synonymous with Major League Baseball. But, I know Albert Pujols was one of my favorite players in the early 2000s coming up, and he did also kind of have a marketability around him, because there was, you know, he was unique in a sense, you know, he's from another country, he's, you know, but he's geared the game toward his style of play.
Real quick, MLB's been in play for maybe 3 weeks or so, you know.
Yeah.
The games are starting to flow. You're starting to get into the season. Summer's about to approach. What's been the biggest surprise in the MLB thus far? Has it been, I mean, the Cubs have been struggling a little bit. The Indians have been struggling a little bit.
I mean, the Astros.
Yankees have been impressive.
Yeah.
Astros have been good. Blue Jays have looked awful. Is there a team that's been very surprising to you guys? Is there a player, like, how about Eric Thames, who's leading the MLB in the majors, and I don't even think he was in the MLB last year. He was playing maybe in China or something. What's been the biggest surprise to you, Matt?
I think, honestly, just the, you know, we think of, you know, we mentioned Bryce Harper before. Honestly, just the kind of felt like he had like a lackluster year last year. He's come out of the gate, and he's, you know, I think he's batting close to, if not, you know, it's not going to probably be sustainable, but he's close to upper 300s, if not 400 this month. You know, it being the first month of the season, that's kind of expected from players like that. It's going to, somewhere along the line, he's going to hit a slump like everybody does. You know, maybe not. Maybe it's just one, you know, we always talk about stuff like that. I think honestly, Bryce Harper this year has come out of the gate.
He's coming through the Yankees,
literally swinging. You know, I'm not gonna say that if he does come to the Yankees, I'm gonna be mad about it. But
I'd be happy about that.
But I would be happy about it. But I think what the Yankees have in place right now, I think is a great starting point for good leadership and farm system players that they've groomed over the last couple of years to kind of fill the roles of people like A-Rod when they leave, Jeter when they leave. I think Didi Gregorius is going to be our next best shortstop. I think he already is, but he's injured right now. I think if we get someone like Harper, it's just going to go back to kind of like the old Steinbrenner cycle of just kind of buying people when they're either at the top or on their way. I don't think Bryce Harper's near on his way out, but
he's like,
that's
what
they've
20,
done.
He's 24.
He's 2 years old. He's about 1 year older than me.
Real quick.
My surprise player is from the Red Sox, Mr. Eduardo Rodriguez.
Gosh, why are we talking Reds?
I don't like.
We're done. We're not talking
Reds. We're done with that segment.